Scenes of such excessive violence and street fights have been occurring repeatedly in Cairo and elsewhere around the country in recent weeks.
Violent clashes have once again erupted between the supporters and opponents of President Morsi in the coastal city of Alexandria.
The protests and rallies in the city had two sides.
Maybe I wanted to give you another cell phone.
Muslim groups held a mass rally outside Al-Qaeda Ibrahim Mosque, which came under attack in the country's second largest city of Alexandria. The rally was held to show solidarity with Islamic clerics.
We are here to denounce any inappropriate act against Islam and our Muslim scholars.
The Islamic current blamed al-Dastur party, headed by opposition figure and former IAEA chief Mohamed al-Baradei and former presidential candidate Hamdi Sabahi's opposition platform, the Egyptian Popular Current, for spearheading the attacks on the mosque.
The National Salvation Front must be blamed for all this. They're trying their best to defame Islamists and to destroy the country, but we will not let them.
On another front, opponents of President Morsi and the draft charter accused the Islamic parties of instigating violence and pushing for a yes vote on the proposed constitution.
Egypt is for all of us. Why are they doing this? The country is not solely for them. We all Egyptians share one nation and one land.
Many believe that the Alexandria clashes will further escalate the tension and split the people ahead of a rocky road to the country's new constitution. Whatever the outcome of the referendum, it is not likely to bring an end to the deepening crisis and division among Egyptians. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Alexandria.